Investigator Radio.
Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
Phone lines are now open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
Well, hello.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
I'm fabulous.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. We are your hosts.
I'm Blake Perillo.
I'm Nicole Jeffrey.
And I'm Dr. Dave DeProspero, and we are here bringing you news, information, and all sorts of goodness from the dark side.
All sorts of sundry.
Pete is here. Say hi, Pete.
Yeah, Pete is with us. He's just... Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Pete's not going to be with us, though.
He has to be antisocial.
Well,
the
entire
night. You're already here. Might as well.
I didn't take a shower today, so...
That's all right.
Yeah.
You say that now, it's like a wildebeest in the sun for
oh,
3 days.
Oh dear.
Well, if a wildebeest wanted to come on the radio, we'd let him, so.
That is very true.
But just before I leave, I want to give you a talking point for tonight. This was told to me by Eric. That the Pleiadians, is that how you pronounce them? The Pleiadians from that galaxy?
The Pleiadians?
They visit Las Vegas constantly. And you can tell them because they shuffle when they walk and they only have 24 teeth instead of 32.
What are we talking about?
What? Aliens.
Aliens from the Pleiades, Las Vegas. They're there. There's quite a few of them in Las Vegas all the time.
You can tell
them because they shuffle when they walk and they only have 24 teeth.
Isn't that every homeless man in Las Vegas?
They want you to believe they're homeless.
Oh, dear.
I don't know how those conversations come up with you and Eric. Like, he just come up to you at the beginning of the day?
You know what?
Why don't you see my cell phone?
I know this from personal experience. You'll just get a text from Eric, and it's like he's already in the middle of a conversation, and it's just a random statement of something relating to UFOs or something. Like, he's fishing for a response. I don't know if anybody actually responds anymore, but, you know.
Occasionally I do.
Oh, dear. Well, before we start our radio shoot here, we'll finish our brief conversation that we will pick up on our tour information tomorrow via email, I guess, and
yes.
Finish planning from there.
Sounds good.
Good.
Come up with some ideas.
All right.
Set some dates in stone, right?
It's a very busy time of year for us coming up here. And
yeah, I'll probably text you on Thursday to just...
We're trying to get a lot of fall events worked out. The paranormal is...
It is the hot spot.
It's the
right
hot
now.
Spot.
Yeah.
We're getting to the busy season.
Paranormal hot spot.
Good evening, everyone. I'm going to watch the meteor shower.
Is there a meteor shower?
That's
tonight.
Oh, it's the super meteor
boy.
Shower.
And it's cloudy.
I saw a meteor the other night, by the way, out
did
front
you?
Of the pizzeria. Thought it was a shooting star, but it was down in the atmosphere. It was close.
Hmm.
It was a meteor.
What time is the meteor shower tonight? Or is it like all night?
I'm guessing it's a dark.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for it.
Ta-ta.
It was like a muppet laugh.
Boy, oh boy. So, guys.
We've had so much going on.
My goodness.
Regarding paranormal and weird stuff the past couple weeks.
Indeed, we have.
We have. I like the fact just that we've been busy these, like,
yeah.
last years. Normally, summer, we stare at each other and twiddle our fingers.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been...
Crazy
constant,
busy.
Every weekend. Between the Lamplight Tours, that's lamplighttours.com, between Lamplight Tours.
Investigations. Oh my gosh. Events.
Yep.
Well, like, last Saturday was our first Saturday. We had, like,
Hi,
nothing to do in, like, 2 months or whatever.
I know. It was wonderful just to have a day free.
What's that like anymore? I sat there Saturday night. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I feel like I need to be on investigation right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
That's pretty spooky.
You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I'm going to put my cell phone on silent.
actually, Saturday night ended up at a party that I spent most of my begging that we had an actual investigation. So I was
isn't it weird when you don't get a break, but then when you're on a break, you're like, I feel like I listened to audio. That's what I did. I did EVP review over the weekend.
Like, by the time the tour is over, I'm so thankful that we finished the tour. But by the time I get home, damn it, that's it. That's it for the week. I can't wait till the next tour now.
Yeah, I know.
And the problem with our tours is they end so late at, well, not, but they end late at night.
Yes, they do.
But since you're all hyped up from it,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
you're like, all right, you're like, everyone's going home already? And it's like, oh, it's 11:30. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, party.
And I'm very sad because tonight, I believe, is the last radio show I'm going to get to do with you guys until...
You're going back and teaching.
Like Christmas, yeah. My,
oh my gosh.
College semester starts, teaching begins.
Well, I'm glad I showed up for it.
I'm glad you did too.
To everyone
else. I know.
Next Tuesday, we have our orientation from 5 to 7, and I thought next week was the radio show, and I was trying so hard to make it, but...
Sometimes I forget we're bi-week.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to see how it goes. But to anybody who's listening out there, it's been a great summer, so I'm very happy I got to be here.
Well, we'll miss you.
Thank you. I'll try to be here as much as possible.
It was nice getting used to having you back.
I know. Darn work. Who wants to work?
I know.
Should do it remotely. We should remote you wins by Skype.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. It's tough stuff, but
that's
okay.
Tell all your students, be like, I pick up smoking, so I have to every 5 minutes be like, I gotta go get a cigarette.
I could bring them all here and
you
we
could
do the radio show, and that would be distracting though, but oh well.
Interesting.
David, what does this have to do with photography?
No, this is MV.
Oh, this
is real
college. This is real school.
Network engineering.
Real school.
This is real school.
Good, you get someone to finally set up our internet.
Our internet is up and running tonight so far. I'm going to knock on wood. I don't want to jinx it.
No problem. So set that up pretty much without a hitch.
Yeah, it just kind of turned on.
I like having the computer better than the laptop because you can actually see it looks very high tech. Even
it does.
I wish we had a much bigger screen. That way we could see our friends at BBS Radio in the background over there, and our audio tracks, but that's okay. A little screen is good. So, if anybody wants to call, let me play the call-in bite again since I have it right here.
Sorry, I'll open. In North America, call toll free 1-888-429-5471. International callers, please dial area code 530-763-1594.
So, how about topics? We got anything good for tonight? We got a meteor shower.
Meteor shower. We have had, usually I sit there and I think, what are we going to talk about? And things have just been presenting themselves left and right the past week. Incredible.
Really?
Stuff on CNN.
I didn't notice, yeah.
Have you seen that? It's just been...
About what?
Well, the first...
I ditched cable, so I don't watch cable.
Well, and I get it from social media.
It's from social media, but...
Oh, okay.
A lot of NBC's been putting out stuff about paranormal. CNN's been putting out stuff about paranormal.
Really?
As long as it's not Fox News.
Yeah. Nothing Fox News has been putting out
anything. Anything good?
Well... CNN did put out the other day about a sighting of Lizard Man. So,
Lizard Man.
South Carolina. A woman near a church in South Carolina. Where is it here? By the way, OneNote is the best for Microsoft. I love it. Just letting you know.
You like OneNote?
I like OneNote.
Shameless plug for Microsoft.
Yep, sorry. Let's see. Yeah, she said, to be honest, it looks like, yeah. Bishopville, South Carolina. Woman near a church or in church did see the Lizard Man. And apparently, according to what I've been reading, the sightings of Lizard Man are corresponding with sightings in North Carolina of Bigfoot.
Lizard. I've never heard of Lizard
Man.
I've heard of Mothman. I've heard of the Skunk Ape.
Lizard Man. Yep. And apparently, I read a little bit further, and Lizard Man has a Twitter account.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, kind of like the Yeti there that was... Because I seen an article where a guy was claiming he captured Bigfoot in a park in New York City.
That was back in like February, January, right?
Yeah, because well, there was snow in the camera, so it must have been like snow. He set up cameras for like an all, so you can look at the park all day on the internet. And in the very early morning, in the distance, you see. He says it's a Bigfoot wandering through the forest, but it looks like it literally just looks like a guy out walking through the snow.
Oh dear!
In fact, I'm pretty sure at one point he trips. Like if you just watch it quick, he's walking and it almost looks like he crouches. But if you look at it, I think he actually falls to his knees.
Yeah.
And then gets up. And,
I watched it the other day. It was pretty funny.
But when I watched the thing, there was a Yeti story about the same thing where I don't know where that happened, but during like a blizzard, people seen this Yeti like. Walking down like the street of town, but then the Yeti got like a Twitter account and it was all just like a joke.
This one though, you know, I started reading on this. I'm like, Lizardman, really? Lizardman? Well, they started seeing Lizardman in this area back in 1988, so this has been around a while. And according to the townspeople, that the Lizardman damages cars and to the point where the cars are really bad, like they're chomping at cars. And I've seen this on TV before. I don't know what show it was.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
No, when you say lizard, because I didn't see the thing on a lizard man, did she say it looked is like a scaly person, or does it actually have like a tail and a lizard?
There is a picture.
Yeah.
The picture doesn't look to me as though it's real, but this town is
does it have a tail?
It has a tail.
Does it have a lizard head or a person head?
Lizard head.
I want to say it was a Josh Gates, one of those. Because I remember it was like a red car and...
It was a van, right?
Yeah, the lady said that it was like a crocodile that just clamped down on it and ripped the back fender and there's big sharp teeth marks in it and stuff.
Maybe it's
I do remember that now.
That's what's been happening in this area. So that was interesting. I enjoyed reading that and learning more about what they say they believe it. They are dead set on believing it. And they say you can't convince them otherwise.
If anybody from North Carolina wants to chime in, and South Carolina wants to chime in on this, feel free to give us a call.
Please.
That's interesting. Lizard Man.
Yeah, I'm going to look up a little bit more on it and see what I can find. But again, what else I found is the Lizard Man sightings that they're seeing in South Carolina are corresponding with Bigfoot sightings in North Carolina, which is a state away.
That's weird.
So.
Natural enemies. Turf war.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
It's going to be a lot of singing and dancing, West Side Story style. Jeez. On the Carolina board.
It could be.
You know what I just watched for the first time?
West Side Story?
No, Gangs of New York.
Oh.
And it reminded me of that big fight sequence, the opening.
Where all the gangs
came
together.
Yeah, the two gangs came together.
Much
better
movie than I thought it was.
Yeah. Long movie, but good movie. So if you want to talk about Gangs of New York, feel free to give us a call. The police are pulling somebody over right outside our window.
All right.
Downtown Rome.
Entertainment.
I was going to lead in when Pete brought up my cousin and the weirdo alien things. We should definitely talk about all the stuff seen on Mars.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's been seen on Mars.
Pyramids, women,
crabs. Did we just say that at the same time?
Crabs.
We did. Jinx.
Omiko.
So you guys have obviously seen the pictures then.
Yes.
I've seen a few of them, yeah.
The pyramid one looks... real, at least. I'll at least give it that. Pyramid one looks like a pyramid.
Right.
Are we thinking these were photoshopped with a crab? Is that something? I don't know.
I would be more inclined to say that there's some kind of atmospheric anomaly that's causing it, and it's just matrixing.
I
was going
to
say that.
The picture of the woman, definitely, like, because I finally seen a picture today where it was blown up, but it was also, like, cleaned up so it was clear. And you can tell that there's parts of it that you could, like, see through.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty... It obviously is just, like, shadow or there's a ghost woman on Mars.
I remember growing up seeing the shape of the woman's face on... Was that...
Mars,
Mars?
And the face and the... Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was back in the early 80s. And the telescopes were very grainy and, you know, it was very shadowy. And I saw that. And I was terrified. I was certain aliens were going to come and get us. But then a couple of years ago, I think, they put out the actual high-res photo of that area. And taken from orbit, it looks nothing like a woman's face. If you blur it and you darken it,
Yeah, a lot of it
was
helped just by the way
the
shadows fell.
That's all it was. It was just shadows. But if you look at it, it's just a craggy ridge. There's nothing remotely natural about that.
I think that's the things on Mars, too.
So
the pyramid looked like a solid pyramid.
Yeah.
In the clear picture I saw. But I guess that could be, like you said, if you were actually on top of it, it might just be a geological formation that... But, yeah, that the woman and the crab thing, I don't...
I'm pulling this up right now, just...
Yeah,
just
like
as we talk.
The woman picture, the first time I seen it, I'm like, I don't see a woman. I saw, like, this weird thing with wings. Then as more and more pictures came out, I'd be like, all right, I guess it kind of looks like a woman. But I'm pretty sure on the most recent one I seen, you can actually see through parts of it.
Yeah, this one was actually interesting. The stepped rock type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was interesting. And then this one, you know, the face and all that stuff.
Oh.
See, to me, that straight up looks Photoshop.
I really think it's just shadows. I mean, it's matrixing. It's just, we're looking at photos of these things on Mars, by the way, that people have seen. It's supposed to be a sitting woman. In another photo, this same rock formation.
Oh,
look
okay,
like.
I can see it. Especially if you like made it grainy.
Yeah.
I can see where you.
Yeah.
I could see that. Or the one walking behind the rock there. Looks like somebody's walking.
Yeah, these are interesting.
So I'm guessing if there was anything living on Mars, it probably would have attacked the rover by now.
Yeah, that thing's been there for quite a while.
I would think they have more evidence of things. You know what I mean? If there's stuff there, there would be more than just these photos.
Yeah. But then I was reading that there's a theory that whatever is there lives underground.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing
not
habitable
on
the surface, but under the surface they found carbon dioxide, water,
oh.
All that stuff. So they think that they're just living down in caves. But again, that's just another weird... you know, story.
Well, they need to build a robot that digs, I guess.
Yeah, this thing's just going, it's not constantly video feeding, right? It's just randomly snapping pictures as it goes.
No, it's constantly.
Oh, it's constantly video
yeah.
feeding. So these are all still shots done from the video feed.
Is it live?
Well,
oh, well there's
the,
like a 6-hour delay to
oh,
be transmitted.
Okay.
But there is a website where you can see that?
No, they...
No.
It goes right to NASA, and then NASA puts stuff
oh,
up.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was
because
like
just in case there is something like...
Like an alien?
That, which is crazy.
There, is
yeah,
that the pyramid
see, that's the
yeah.
pyramid I was talking about.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely... Well, that would make sense. If they live underground, are they building up to make more space?
All right. You're a faux Todd guy.
No, I mean, not looking at this, that's a straight up... Egypt pyramid.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It kind of actually in the picture you just brought up, my mind wasn't that good when I looked at it. But the picture you had, it looks out of that's the one I see. That's the one I was looking at.
Yeah.
See that picture, it looks out of place.
This one's also darker. Is it darker because of the shadow? Is it darker because it is that a rock?
Who knows? Who knows?
That's the picture I was looking at, though. But that, like I said, that straight up looks like a pyramid.
But it's definitely interesting.
You know the problem I have with that first picture, the really good one,
what?
Is the top of it.
Yes, because it looks like the pyramid in Egypt.
It's exactly, like it's copyright.
That's why I was
going
to ask you if it looked Photoshopped or not.
Yeah, it does, because you could see like in
yes, that right there. Yep.
The,
I was thinking the same
the
thing.
The outer layer has crumbled off, so just the peak is left. And then
I was
and this
that.
One...
I was thinking the exact
just the
same
peak
thing.
Is left, so that one I believe is, you know, not legit. But these things, it could just be a sharp, pointy rock.
That's what I mean. Like it looks like a pyramid, but
yeah.
Like geology, kind of like the Bimini Road.
Yep, exactly.
If you can make a Bimini Road, you can make a pyramid on Mars. Wind and sand do all sorts of interesting things.
Yep.
It's weird that a pointy rock like that would be on Mars.
Well,
know?
I think. The reason why people are thinking this is a legitimate triangular pyramid is because of the shadow.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be flat.
It could just be a piece of jagged rock, and at that angle, it looks like a pyramid.
It looks like the dude from Silent Hill staring at you. Pyramid head guy from Silent Hill.
God.
Are you Matrixing?
No.
Well, I'm Matrixing.
He's got a pyramid head, so if you look at a pyramid, it looks like the guy from Silent Hill.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're living in an existence right now where no matter what happens out there, we'll never know.
Seen a lot of pictures popping up on the internet where people are like, oh, there's a ghost in the picture. Come to find out, I did a little bit more research, and there's apps out there that you can put your picture in.
That one from the hospital, I remember.
Yeah, ghost app, it's called.
There's a ghost in the hallway, and if you look at it, you're like, no, that is straight up somebody. Just like ghost image.
Yeah.
They give you like 20-25 images. You put it in, and then you can lighten it so it looks like it belongs in the picture. I'm like, you can do that right on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And people are posting it saying, oh, there's a ghost in my house.
Nowadays.
Well, then speaking of ghost images, that could take me into my other topic.
Go ahead, what?
The Most Haunted Ghost. Have you seen that?
No.
Remember the show Most Haunted?
I love that show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they're still doing it in England, or I don't know. You might still find it. But the Most Haunted people claim they have a picture of an actual ghost. And it's a video. They're investigating a castle. See, I don't write down any notes bad like that. They're investigating a castle, and one of the claims in the castle is there's a ghost guardian, and it's a guardian of a man in armor, and he, like, yells at you or whatever. Well, the camera's on Derek Okora and whatever the blonde girl's name is. And they're blah, 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 blah. And suddenly the girl's like, what's that? And the camera pans, and they're like, we see a shadow. They're like, is that, and it pans, and you see a shadow on a wall. It looks like a regular shadow. And then it walks from where it was across the hallway into a wall. When it's standing there, it looks like a normal thing, but there's like a lamp, I think, on the wall that's kind of. But when it moves, it does look like a guy in armor. But then again, where they're at, it could be a shadow.
Yeah.
Cast by. See if you can find it. I got it on my Kindle, but I left it out in my truck. I forgot I need it.
Oh, what am I doing? I'm at Google.
So the show is The Most Haunted.
Most Haunted. Yeah. I love that show, too.
Oh, I love that one.
But there was only one of the ones I really enjoyed watching. I mean, it was pretty much they just spend their time in a room streaming, but...
What was it? Who was he? What was he?
He was a knight. If you just... Probably just Most Haunted Real Ghost, or...
I think I found it. Most Haunted Real Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, the blonde girl?
Yeah.
Isn't that? Okay.
Real Ghost caught on tape. Most Haunted Ever. Cow Stable, Wisconsin.
No, they were in a castle. OxyClean.
Oh, we don't need to hear about OxyClean. Let's skip that.
After Billy Mays died, I gave up.
No, this isn't it.
What the heck?
Is this it right here? Let's see.
What?
I'm wondering if this is it.
Could be.
Let's see. Is that the blonde girl?
That's the blonde girl, but I see no Derek Okora.
No.
God damn it, I should have thought I did.
That's alright.
Oh, Mike.
Well, we'll have to do a little research on that and see what we find.
I love Most Haunted, though.
But yeah, it was on a couple... I didn't bother looking at it because I was going through and it's like, you know, Most Haunted, Real Ghost. And after like 2 days of seeing this thing pop up on Facebook, I finally... check the article and read it, and I mean, it looks
legit,
especially like when you read the article. And the thing was reports of a night, and just standing there, it looks like a shadow. You're like, all right, it's an obvious. There obviously is a shadow there,
right?
It's cast by someone, but when it walks, it really does look like a man in armor.
That's interesting.
Mm.
And it was inside, right?
Yeah, they were inside. They're
inside. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I can run out to my truck.
You can.
Darn it.
Run out to your truck, Mike.
Yeah,
there goes Mike.
Kind of plot.
So, did you hear about that murder in Florida?
The murder in Florida,
where the, was it three people? It was a suspected ritual killing in Florida of a mother and her two sons. They were older, though. They're in their 40s and 50s. And the mother was 70.
Really?
Mother was 77. Sons were 49 and 47. Yeah. I was looking into this because they are thinking this is a ritualistic killing and has something to do with the occult. They're not releasing a lot of information. But the way they were killed, they released that, but they're not releasing pretty much anything.
No, I haven't heard about this.
And it just brings me back to, we haven't really talked about it a lot, but we've seen it. All of a sudden, I don't know if it's an all of a sudden thing, I shouldn't say it that way, but people's interest in the occult.
Oh, yes.
The Wiccan.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that it all ends in this way.
Yeah.
Which they're linking this to the Blue Moon. Because that is, it's the week of the Blue Moon.
Mm.
But
okay.
There seems to be a fascination with that lately. Maybe not lately, but it seems to be more prevalent. And I'm not sure why.
There's, you know, these things go in trends. Like you have the Wiccan, pagan trend.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of goes out from a paranormal world. Let me rephrase this. And then you have the demonic. And then
right
now, everything's demonic. You know, you get called into some place and everybody says, I got a demon. And then that will go out of style for a while. And then the satanic, Satan worshiper thing, then that comes into style for a while. And you go to these places, homes, and you find all the paraphernalia for, you know, Satanism. So it could very well be that.
Which we've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
We're seeing more frequently.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what. Yeah. I just remember, it brings back to many years ago, back when it was in the 70s, when we had those satanic murders.
Around here.
Around here,
yeah.
That were,
yeah,
popping up pretty frequently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just kind of.
There was one in Las Vegas or somewhere in Nevada, maybe about 8-10 years ago. They deemed it a ritualistic killing, or ritualistic homicide. A couple people were killed. So, I don't know. It's, luckily, knock on wood, it's not something that you see every day. Or.
And
whatever,
hopefully
but.
We're not going to see much more of it, but it just seems to be popping up. And everybody be careful.
Yeah.
And I know that the sheriffs in this town, the police, are saying ritualistic, occult. They're saying, and I know that there are people that are Wiccan that aren't, like, you know, that's
no,
not what they do,
no,
you know, and they're furious, and I don't blame them, because people don't understand that there's a difference between the satanic and the demonic, and then the actual Wiccan religion.
Yeah.
And they're putting it all in one pot, and that's,
yeah,
not fair.
There's
so.
A good side and a bad side to everything, and when you start talking about these alternative religions, aside from the mainstream religions, there's always a lot of misconceptions about whether they're good, whether they're bad, you know, what their goals are. Obviously, with, you know, Satanism, obviously, that's kind of one-sided. But when you deal with the Wiccan and the pagan and all that stuff, there's, you know, definitely good sides.
There's so much more.
Yeah, there's a lot of benevolent practitioners out there. There's not malevolent practitioners. But then again, you know, there's that side of it, too.
Right.
So, I guess with anything.
There's a good and bad, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, thinking back to the Catholic Church, there's radical sects of the Catholic Church, sect, S-E-C-T, not radical sects. radical sects of the Catholic
and Mike's
Church.
Back.
Just in time for radical sex.
Yeah.
That's what you walked in on.
Yeah, but just think back to. Oh, it's the movie with Tom Hanks there. Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
You know, there's the negative aspect of Catholicism portrayed in that, too. So, you never know. It could go both ways with any religion.
Yeah, that's true.
What'd you find, Mike?
It just froze on me.
Really? After all that?
I found the page. Seriously?
Mike and his 2.5-inch tablet just froze.
every 7 hours.
So what's the deal with the meteor shower tonight? I've been hearing some super, I shouldn't say supernatural, preternatural stuff associated with.
I heard this meteor shower, this is what I was told last night. Don't know how true it is, but I'll repeat it. It's from a comet that came by the Earth 20 something years ago? And this is the leftover. This is what is coming off of that comet.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So I don't know if that's true. That's what I was told. I don't know what time it is. I think we should look it up. Hopefully it's a little cloudy.
Completely cloudy. We couldn't see anything if our life depended on it tonight.
Yeah. Well,
let me look it up as you guys discuss Most Haunted.
How about this exorcism? This live exorcism that's going to be happening.
Gonna be a live exorcism.
Yeah.
Where?
Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. Where are you finding this stuff?
Oh,
goodness gracious.
I research. They're supposed to be Destination America is hosting a live televised exorcism. Now, I know that's what it sounds like, but I think they're exorcising a house. I don't think they're exorcising a live person.
A Catholic exorcism? Like a true exorcism?
Yes. Yeah. It's a made-for-TV event. It marks the 66th anniversary of something. It's called Exorcism Live. It's gonna feature Ghost Asylum. Those guys.
Oh.
Tennessee Wrath Chasers. That's what they're known for. Chip Coffey apparently is going to be on this.
Getting better by the minute.
Yeah.
David Blaine.
But this is not the first time this has ever happened on TV, because it first happened many years ago.
Oh, Destination America to air attempted exorcism of house that inspired the exorcism.
I think people are misconstruing that with they're going to exorcise a live person on TV, but it's they're exorcising a house. So.
All right.
1971, there was a live exorcism on TV.
Starring. Of a person?
Of a person.
Oh, dear.
Yep. NBC aired it.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's Tutbury Castle.
Tutbury Castle?
Tutbury Castle in Staffordshire.
Who are the... What's Ghost Asylum?
Ghost Asylum's a show on TV. I watch it every now and then just to see what's going on. It's...
I don't know that I've ever heard of that one. How am I so in the dark with all of this stuff? What the heck?
Great founder of our team.
Yeah, right? Jeez.
This is what I do on the weekends. As I'm listening to EVPs, I'm researching. And I'm listening and I'm researching. And this is, you know, I'm just finding stuff all over the place. And then things are just, you know, presenting themselves after a while, so.
All right, here.
We got the video?
Yeah. Oh, what the hell is this? Oh, it's an ad, maybe?
Oh, goodness.
So did you flip something bad? Is that
who are these guys? I've never seen them. Destination America.
Oh, there's also the what is it? The guys that look like Duck Dynasty there. What are they called?
Oh,
yeah. What's their name? I was just watching them the
other day.
Deep
South Paranormal.
Deep South Paranormal.
They're still on?
Yeah.
They are?
I saw their show on TV the other day. I don't know if it was new.
I thought they got canceled last year.
Maybe they're just playing it.
Maybe.
Why don't we have a show? If there's anybody out there that's in the you know, TV world, give us a call.
Oh, there is a shadow. But it literally just looks like a shadow of a guy.
Exactly.
Standing there filming.
Yeah. When it moves, it kind of looks like it's going to move at some point.
Sorry, I'm not feeling you. Oh.
See, it kind of looks like a dude in armor. But I mean, that's their big.
It looks like somebody filming the wall standing behind the guy with the camera.
Yeah. But that's their big.
To me, that looks like a straight up IR shadow.
Is that what you think that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, you can check that.
I know. It's hard. People want to believe.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody's just looking for answers. Is it playing?
I don't know, it's been acting all weird.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I thought when I looked at it, too.
I like her hair.
Can we take anything away from that picture?
It froze up a little bit. Let it load.
Yeah, the Kindle's not great. Especially the webpage I'm loading it off of has a lot of pop-up ads.
Yeah,
so it slows up the
Virgin Mobile ad right now.
Early mornings is when we are able to see this.
Meteor shower?
Meteor shower. Peaking in the morning hours of August 11, 12, and 13.
We're going to go to an ad again. Yeah.
Okay, so if anybody is watching for meteors out there, I don't know that we're going to see any until the early morning hours.
Yep, the ads keep playing over my...
Building to a peak from early August until the peak nights. Afterwards, they drop off fairly rapidly with little or no moon to ruin the
show.
Hold
the phone. I just found the greatest paranormal story ever. Psychic Dr. Doolittle claims to have profound message for world from dead Cecil the Lion.
Oh my God.
I'm an effing lion.
Did you see that post I put on your Facebook
yes.
about the Beanie Baby?
Yeah.
Did you like that? I ruined your birthday.
You did.
He's like, you ruined my birthday.
Was there a Cecil the Lion Beanie Baby?
TY Beanie Babies making Cecil the Lion Beanie Babies and donating funds to the Wildlife Foundation.
Oh, dear.
Actually, this is. Let's see.
Which is okay, but it's kind of...
Paranormal hunters claim to prove ghosts exist after snapping one above a mass grave.
Every paranormal group proves a
picture of
Anne Boleyn's
spooky hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about this before Dave got here, and I want to ask you your opinion. Now, I'm not going to specify the group. I'm not going to specify where I heard it
my
from.
My things.
That's
oh.
a, I'll look it up. I'll find it. When we're doing events, we do events for the public. How do you feel about hosting a Ouija board session?
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Okay. I don't either. It makes me feel uncomfortable just hearing the words Ouija board.
Yeah, whenever we do any kind of public lecture or event, we always specify to people, don't ever play with Ouija boards.
Yes.
We've had, God, over the years, hundreds of calls for people needing help. Like the ninth layer of hell has opened up in their house. And we always ask, have you ever done anything to provoke it? And somebody will usually say, well, we were playing with a Ouija board, or... In my younger years, I used to play with the Ouija board a lot. Stuff catches up to you. It's opening a door. You don't want to do that.
Right.
Yeah, as a paranormal investigator, I think Ouija boards are great.
Do you really?
Keeps us in business.
Yes, exactly.
Well.
But then again, there is the school of thought where any object could be akin to a Ouija board. If you're playing with tarot cards, if you're...
Charlie,
if you're using dowsing rods, if you use our K2 meter, if you... You know, it all depends on what the intent is. You're opening a door. So, I've said it for many years, Milton Bradley is not infusing demons into their Ouija boards and then marketing them in Walmart, but...
The image, them like summoning devils and just forcing them into this piece of cardboard.
Sucking them into a funnel, into the piece of cardboard.
No!
I just...
The demon's curse to spend its life at little girl's slumber party.
Now, when I was a little girl, when I was in Girl Scouts, and my mother will attest to this, and if she's listening, why don't you call in? I don't know if she's listening, I'm just saying that. She called in before. We did Ouija board.
Get out. That's it. You're done.
We did. I mean, did we take it serious? What did we do? I don't remember. I was 7. You know what I mean? It didn't last very long, and nothing really happened. But, I mean, it is just a door we don't understand that you could open. And I don't know if doing a public investigation is the place for that.
Yeah, I would most definitely say probably not.
Even if they ever, you know... Where I read this online, they advertise that they have people that know what they're doing, and you don't have to partake in it, and they have all these disclaimers regarding the Ouija board, but I still don't feel, I wouldn't feel comfortable with
it. I know
it.
Nothing about this story except from what you told us.
Yeah, it just...
If I had a guess, I'd say it's simply a purely marketing ploy. Because you're going to sell more tickets by saying...
You think?
And we're going to do a Ouija board session tonight. I bet you that's all. I mean, I don't doubt they're going to do it. But at the core of it, you're going to sell more tickets if you're, you know, like think of one of our events, if, like the one we did last Saturday. mm-hmm. if you let off with seance tonight at
yeah.
midnight.
Yeah.
How many more tickets do we sell?
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, this...
I'm not saying that's purely what's motivating
from a
that,
public perspective, the spookier and more
yeah.
kitschy the...
Yeah.
The features of an event, the more you're likely to draw people because
so,
they don't want to do it themselves. So
yeah.
you do it, that's fine. So
yeah.
seances, Ouija boards, the table tilting or whatever they call
yeah.
that, the, you know.
Play as a feather, stiff as a board.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah anything if, like that, that's what the public, that like when they come to, even our presentations, as like enlightening and informative as the presentation is, the only thing people care about is when you get to the evidence part.
Yeah.
They want to hear ghost stories.
You know, though, think about it. For us, we've seen and done all this stuff. For
mm-hmm.
people coming to
yeah.
these events, they haven't.
It
so
might be
it's
their first experience.
It's like taboo.
Like
they want to test the waters there. For us, having done all this stuff and spending all these years warning people away from Ouija boards, that type of event for us, it's like, what the heck? You know, it's just
but
it's unthinkable.
And you also figure there's probably a lot of people out there who have an interest in this but don't haven't invested maybe as much time into
right.
it like we didn't know about.
Right.
So they see something like that and they all equate it all under one big paranormal
right.
umbrella. So you're like seance, Ouija board, you know.
It's
you
like
know, you talk to the ghost of Harry Houdini.
Right.
So I'm not going to say it's purely what motivated him, but I'm guessing it's part of it.
Yeah.
Just, well, actually, I'm sure they're going to do it, but...
It's recognizable, so...
Yes, everyone knows what a Ouija board is.
Right.
And it's all linked to the paranormal.
And it brings on the other three, ooh, Ouija board! And so, that would be my guess.
Yeah.
Not shoot down whatever group it is.
I don't even...
But,
you know what, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure it was on a site that hosts, you know, group...
Stuff.
Yeah, and yeah. I just happened to read it because it said, we're doing this, and I'm like, ooh... You know, I'm like, okay, well, I don't know if I would necessarily do it myself, only because I remember years ago when I first joined the group back in 2011, I was listening to, remember the, Stacey, remember when Stacey Jones had her show?
Her son? Oh, yeah.
Her show.
Her show.
And I think Rich was on it a couple times.
Yeah.
And Pete, and you?
We were on it.
You were all on it. And I remember hearing a story from somebody who called in, and I'll never forget it. About how somebody they were related to did a Ouija board session and ended up something attached
mm-hmm.
and that person ended up committing suicide. And I'll never forget it. And ever since then, I'm just like, whoa,
yep.
you know, and that scares me. And it scares me for the public, for people that don't know.
That takes me back to that email that I sent you guys last week about the best and worst demons.
Oh,
to be
yeah.
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 And I mean, there is something to this. That when we go to a place, sometimes people will say, I keep getting the name so-and-so. It happens. In the really bad cases, knock on wood, we've never had any of these, but there are certain demonic names which make themselves known when you're in a situation where a demonic oppression is existing. And... some of those names that I sent you last week in that website, those names are on there. And there are certain ones where, time and time again, certain agents on there are responsible for these possessions, these demonic possessions. And it's just too coincidental that the same demonic name comes up over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like you just said, with suicides, when you have a case that deals with demons and that certain one comes up over and over again and all those people committed suicide. You know, there's just certain avenues that always get visited.
Well, the church had, during the height of the Inquisition, had actually collected a manuscript of all demons and stuff that they've always encountered in their... I mean, some of them are probably named random words people yelled out while being
right.
questioned by the Inquisition. But, I mean, you know, and they keep coming up repeatedly. I mean, they got a whole book dedicated to...
Demon names. Yeah.
And, I mean, say what you want against the church if they're going to invest time and money into doing it.
Thankfully, we don't run into that much.
Knock on wood. Yeah.
Thank
That's
you.
Always been one aspect of the paranormal. That I've had no desire
still gonna join this group.
To interact with?
Yeah.
Demonic? Pete has a big fascination with demonic.
You too.
History.
Demonic and the occult. That's why I joined this group. I joined it to look for ghosts and friggin'.
Whatever, Mike, thanks.
Well, this weekend, August 15th, Shops at the Finish Line, John Zaffis.
That's right.
Lead demonologist. He's got a lot of experience, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we sold a massive amount of tickets. Like, this week, we're up to about 40 people. Everybody loves to come to these events with John Zaffis. He always puts on a good show. And when he's around, crap happens.
Stuff happens.
Did you
get my text message earlier about Lamplight Tours is on the New York State Haunted Trail website now?
Yes.
Yep.
It should have been at the beginning.
Oh, it was.
I didn't get your text, no.
Oh, yeah, I just happened to see it. I didn't realize it was already on there, I thought.
Yeah, we missed the deadline to be printed, but as soon as they found out about us, they put us on the website.
We'll be on next year's map.
I'm friends with them on Facebook, and they're plugging events that are coming up. They plugged the John Zaffis one today.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so Rich was obviously happy about that. So.
By this point, I realize you can stop saying I'm friends with them on Facebook. We'll just assume every organization or person that comes out of your mouth, you're friends with that Facebook.
I'm friends with
them
on Facebook.
Friends with everybody.
Friend request me on Facebook. I like friends. I love friends.
If anybody out there is in the central New York area or in the greater New York area and you want to come to a good event, John Zaffis, this coming Saturday at the Shops at the Finish Line, Utica, New York, John Zaffis will be there. You can visit our website, Rome, R-O-M-E, paranormal.com. There's a link on there to buy tickets. You could also look it up online, Shops at the Finish Line. Contact them for tickets. There are tickets still available. It's an evening with John Zaffis. You don't want to miss that. He's a good time.
I'm excited.
And then August 26th, while we're talking about events, we have a couple minutes left, we are going to be doing the Rutgers Mansions. September 26th in Utica, New York. What do you point to?
They still are hiding.
Yes, they did.
Still like straight up still hiding.
You missed Pete's rant about that?
Oh, I kind of heard that.
Yeah, what is that?
Historic walking tours.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Yeah, the Rutgers Mansions, also in Utica, New York, they are crazy. They are a series of three 1800s era mansions. We're talking like 12 bedroom, blah blah blah.
I love the Conklin Mansion. The place is awesome.
The one of them is a former nursing home. It was turned into a nursing home. The state came in, shut it down in the 90s, and they were simply emptied out. All the stuff is still there, the nursing home beds. It's like people just kind of dropped everything and left. And we get stuff. We get activity there.
I haven't been yet, so this is my first.
I
haven't been.
You were there last year. Oh, wait till you were there.
I'm excited. And I've never met John Zaffis, so this is the first for that, too.
That's right. I forget about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Scarecon's a first this year for me, too.
Wow.
All first this year.
It's like your prom night.
Jeez.
I know.
This year.
Over and over.
And you've been here with us for years.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know. This is going to be awesome. I'm excited. We got an exciting couple
months.
Well,
I'm happy to share it with you.
Actually, I've never done the Finish Line before. All the times you guys went before, with or without John Zaffis, I've never been there. So this will be my first time.
John Zaffis is a highlight.
Outside of our coffee talk night there, when I was there.
That was pretty good.
But yeah, as far as investigations go, I've never done the Finish Line.
It's an interesting place.
Now, the Shops at the Finish Line, there's what, three?
There are
levels?
Three floors. The first level, it's kind of like a odds and ends, arts and crafts, greeting cards,
old books,
furniture,
tchotchkes, coffee bar area. Second floor is furniture, and they rent a couple office spaces or meeting rooms or whatever up there. Third floor, they rent out for document storage to a couple of the Oneida County office buildings. So the whole attic is just filled with boxes of paperwork.
I think by this point they have a psychic there too. I think when we were there, I think the psychic's got an office on the second floor.
Bobby.
Oh, that's Bobby Joe?
That's Bobby Joe, yeah.
Oh.
She has an office on the second floor, yep.
Oh. Then I guess they do.
Yes. Yep, so it's a nifty place. It's interesting.
I really like the old books when we were there last time, all those books from the 1800s.
Yeah.
I bought a couple of them for one of my employees.
The basement.
Mm. Yeah.
The basement is interesting. There's a stream that runs through the basement.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta watch what you're doing down there.
Like, that covered or anything? It just literally just...
It's covered, but you can uncover it accidentally. And yeah, there's water flowing right through the basement. And there's multiple levels, too. There's several big steps that you have to go up onto the next level. It's weird. You'll see it. But it's very unusual.
Well, my friend had her bookstore in Syracuse. The building her shop was in had a river running under it, too. Like, there was an elevator in the building. And when it came into the basement, that like, crack in the floor between the elevator and the floor, you just water running underneath.
That's kind of disconcerting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no matter where you were in the basement, you heard water running and...
I don't think I'd like that. You shouldn't build a building over a stream or... Move the stream. Reroute it.
Is it actually the same building Kitty Hoyne?
Is it really?
Yeah, she was on the... Kitty Hoyne's is on one corner and her store was on the other corner.
Candy wants to go there for dinner. Huh.
What is that, Kitty Hoyne's?
Yeah, it's like an Irish pub.
Oh,
yeah, you guys are telling me about that before.
That's cool. All right. So, yeah, we got that coming up. We have John's Office. We have the Rutgers. And
we have...
Scaricon.
Scaricon, September 11, 12, 13.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Scaricon.com. It's a fantastic convention. Horror, sci-fi, paranormal... in Central New York.
We have one more week of our Summer Lamplight Tours, which
this
will be this Friday.
This is our last week. We had somebody call us. It's her father's birthday, and they want to bring the whole family to our tour this Friday. So we sold 16 tickets to this lady and her family. So we've got a few tickets left. This is our last Summer Lamplight Tour. We're going to be starting Fall Paranormal Tours September and October. They're going to be completely different, though. Totally different content, totally different genre. So if you're interested in some of the history, lamplighttours.com. This is our final one.
That's going to be fun. I think this was fun to begin with. The Lamplight Tours was great.
It was a blast.
I learned a lot about this
town.
I lived in here my whole life, and
yep.
There's a lot of things I did not know, and Pete is great.
Oh, the Lamplight Tour, yeah, I found it amazing. Like she said, growing up around the fort, just the fort itself, was always a thing in the middle of town that,
yep.
Like, that my dad would complain about because they destroyed old downtown over.
Yeah, wow.
But,
once
you actually get the history and the connects to everything else and how important it was.
Or you get, when you're growing up, you're getting, oh, that's not where the fort was.
Yeah, that's not where
the fort was, like, over here. I'm like, no, it's a different fort. You know,
I had to explain it to everyone Saturday night because you get that, oh, we've been doing the tours. Oh, you know, the fort's not really where it used to be. Like, all right, sit down. Let me tell you a story. Let me light the cigar, Grandpa story time.
That's right.
Or the tomb of the Revolutionary War. I did not know that was a cemetery.
I did not know there was a cemetery either.
I didn't either, Jill. Yeah.
How many times have I driven by that? I feel so disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm like, now I know. Like, I know it's there. So it makes me feel good that I know that.
Apparently, it'll be October 22nd.
October 22nd. We have a lecture at Jervis Library. I don't know what it's on. It's on something paranormal. It could be UFO.
Bigfoot.
Could be Bigfoot.
Spirits.
Could be spirits.
History of Halloween.
Ooh.
I don't think it is, but that's a good one. I know, I remember talking to you about that.
I was thinking about that, if we did something about the history of what Halloween really is. What Halloween really means, you know what I mean?
I love that.
Must be the season of the witch.
Maybe we could do that here, like on Saturday the 24th.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
We could do that right here in the office.
Well, out there.
Out there.
Yeah. It's probably booked, but...
Yeah, probably.
Check. Do a presentation. Maybe some food.
My wedding shower's here on the 18th.
Is it?
Yep.
Where are you... Oh, never mind. I'll save it for after.
What? Okay. I'll say it on the air. I'm getting married.
No, I know that. Where?
Oh, the beaches.
Oh, it is. Okay, because my sister... I was talking about Pete and Candy's wedding and yours... And I remembered Pete and my sister asked where you were getting married, and I'm like, I know she told me. I'm like, I just can't think of where.
Your favorite place?
My favorite place.
DePaulo's is the wedding shower, and then the rehearsal dinner, and the wedding's at the beaches.
DePaulo's!
All right, guys, we are down to our last minute. We want to thank you for joining us with another episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Join us in two Tuesdays, and we'll have more news for you. And anything else, guys?
I believe that's it. Thank you for joining us.
That's it for me.
All right.
And
I'm Dr. Dave DeProspero.
I'm Mike Perillo.
I'm Nicole Jeffrey.
And we thank you for listening. See you next time.
Stay spooky, everyone.
Joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.